fields and in places that you can actually see the stars. It makes me remember. It helps me to remember who God is and what he wants from us. So we're going to go on a journey. We're going to go to a desert in Texas that I didn't know existed until a few days ago. And we're going to see stars and sunsets and hear history and see history of a time that was slower and simpler. And we're also going to journey into the life of a man who wrote and lived these famous words in the Psalms. A man who has wrecked me. And he's confused me and inspired me and convicted me. David was a king thousands of years ago who God chose. And David was also this mess of a man. But he actually believed that God was real and he lived like it. See, in every one of us, there's a space, a chasm that exists, and it feels like something's missing, and we all feel it. We all feel that there's a hole, and every one of us tries to fill that hole. And maybe you're like me, and you want to be comfortable. I want to be comfortable, and I want to be liked, and I want to be successful, and I want to make a difference, and I want to be respected, and I want to be loved. And these desires, they aren't bad until I want those things more than God, which is most days. When something feels empty, it's pretty natural to wake up every day and want to fix it. See, we were built to chase something. We were built to chase. We were built to worship. So every day we either wake up and we chase the things that we see, or we chase an invisible God. So the reason we're going to study this man is that David was a man who actually filled his soul with God. He was tempted to chase everything that we chase, and sometimes he did run to them, but he always recognized it, and he ran back to God himself. And I don't know that I've seen a lot of examples of this in my life. I don't know that I've actually experienced and watch somebody's life completely seeking to fill themselves with God. I know there's moments and days that we do fill ourselves with God, but to spend our lives chasing God alone. David's son, Solomon, writes in Ecclesiastes, "I've seen everything under the sun, and all of it is vanity and a striving after the wind." We are chasing everything under the sun, and we can't seem to catch what we're looking for. It's not working. It's because we're trying to take wind and make it feel like concrete. See, David was imperfect. He was messed up. Honestly, if he lived today, he'd probably be in prison. The dude was a wreck, but he was abandoned and single-minded and completely in love with an invisible God. And he lived absolutely surrendered. And as you read the Psalms, you're going to see a man who actually was satisfied with God alone. In Psalms, David says, "My flesh and my heart fail me, but you, God, are the strength of my heart and my portion forever." That sounds good. My greatest fear in life is facing God one day and realizing that I had chased all the wrong stuff. Later in Ecclesiastes, Solomon says he's chased it all and that none of it has satisfied him. And he says it's because God has put eternity into our hearts. That space that we all feel, God put it there for himself. See, the invisible, it's actually supposed to feel more like concrete than wind. I've always been a pretty good girl, but if I'm honest, for a long time, I cared a lot more about appearing like I love God than actually loving him.